brilliant Barnabas. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips on the character of Barnabas, one of my favourite characters of the New Testament, perhaps the most neglected of all New Testament characters in terms of preaching and teaching. And why is Barnabas important for us as we think about our preaching and teaching here? It's because of what it says in Acts chapter 14, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. Jews and Greeks. Barnabas effective in to people from different cultures and different religious backgrounds. Effective in Jerusalem and Cyprus and Antioch and various other places. An amazing character. And in a lot of these recordings I do, I focus on practical things and techniques for how to be a better speaker, and that's useful. But in this series, we're going to focus on character and spirituality and why that made him so effective as a preacher and teacher. Why does it say that in Acts chapter 14 that he spoke so effectively? Not just Paul, but Barnabas as well. What made him effective? And I think it's what made him so effective was his character and his spirituality. We're going to look at that now as we take one episode each week to go through from Acts 4 to Acts 15 and a bit beyond. So join me as we explore brilliant Barnabas. Our final installment about Barnabas comes from Colossians chapter 4. Paul is writing here to the Colossians, and he says this in verse 10. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark. Who is this Mark? The cousin of Barnabas. The cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Now this is Mark, the John Mark, over whom Paul and Barnabas had a sharp dispute to the point where their partnership was broken up and Paul went in one direction and Barnabas went off to Cyprus with John Mark. And this, it appears that this is being written in Colossians 4, somewhere around 12 to 14 years after that event. Now that tells us a few things. Firstly, it tells us that Barnabas must have persevered with John Mark, whatever his failings, and there must have been some, whatever his failings and weaknesses, Barnabas patiently must have worked with him to bring him back to a point of consistency, of reliability and faithfulness, such that then at some point he gets reunited with Paul. They get reconciled. They were not reconciled when they split. They get reconciled, or else how could Paul write something so positive about John Mark here? And John Mark becomes useful. He sends his greetings. He's there. He's helpful to Paul. And I think this says a great deal about Barnabas, as well as Paul and as well as John Mark, that Barnabas was in it in relationships for the long haul. He not only brought the apostle Paul, before he was known as Paul, when he was still Saul in Acts chapter 9, not only brought Saul to the apostles, but worked with Saul until Saul was ready. The Holy Spirit said Saul was ready to go off on his own with Silas and Timothy and others. And Barnabas was then ready to go off with John Mark and perhaps others to preach and teach in different fields. And our effectiveness in preaching and teaching depends upon multiple partnerships through life, I would suggest. The friends that I had around me that were, in a sense, partners perhaps in my 20s are different from the ones I had in my 30s and 40s, and now I'm in my 50s. I have some different partnerships, not far off my 60s when they come. Maybe there'll be other people. That's okay. But it's important to bear in mind that we are learning all life long, and we can have an impact on people over a long period of time. And it's important to persevere with people who we're trying to bring along to mature and grow in their speaking abilities and their usefulness for God. And I think this would have helped Barnabas' preaching and teaching, because as he worked with people like John Mark, who had failed, he would himself, Barnabas, have learned lessons that he could then pass on to others. And as we struggle with people, people we've struggled to forgive or struggled to like, struggled to love or struggled to persevere with in some way to help heal and grow, we learn things that we then pass on. It helps us mature and grow. And it seems that Barnabas refused to give up on John Mark. And a decade or more later, John Mark is in a very much more healthy, positive spiritual place. You have a role like that. There are people you can influence through your preaching and teaching and who you are, that maybe 10 years, 15 years from now will be doing things you never imagined they could do for God. Now that should keep us focused on today, helping the people that God has put in our lives. Brilliant Barnabas, worked well with John Mark, healed up his relationship with Paul, and the rest is history. So what do you think about today's passage, what we've learned today about Barnabas? I would love to know your thoughts. So please leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who would benefit from this recording, please pass it on to them. And if you could do me a favor, hit the subscribe button, the like button in YouTube, or leave a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from, I'd appreciate that, because it increases the visibility of these recordings. And I do hope that you are inspired by Barnabas, and that you, by adopting some of his character and spirituality, that it'll help you to be as effective as he was in teaching all kinds of people. Until the next time, have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.